Simon & Schuster Audio presents A Month of Sundays by Courtney Pepinell, performed by Courtney Pepinell. Acknowledgements. During a particularly difficult time in my life, I had commitments to a number of book deals. This was one of them. It is through the kindness, compassion, and devotion of my team that I was able to finish this project. My publishers at Andrews McMeel, especially Kirsty, Patty, Dennis, Diane, and Liz, thank you for your patience and understanding. My agents Catherine and James, illustrator Justin, and personal assistant Kana, thank you for your untiring support, kindness, and compassion. I cherish the journey that we are on together, and I am so grateful to work with you and call you my friends. My family and my support circle, without you, I wouldn't be standing and I wouldn't be writing. You have given me the space and encouragement to continue doing what I love. My dogs Hero and Dakota, the lights of my life. My chickens Annie, Poppy and Lottie, you bring me joy every day. And finally to my readers, in the deepest heartache of my life, you reminded me of a very important thing. When we have poetry, we have hope. And with hope, we can come back from anything. If you dare venture beyond the forest with the tallest evergreen trees, if you are bold enough to travel past the creeks and lakes that freeze, you will find a lonely mountain rising against the sky, rugged and mysterious, ancient and wise. The mountain knows more secrets than you or I. But within the mountain, in the deepest cave, among the moondust and fireflies, lives a guardian with sparkling blue eyes and icicles in their hair, with softness in their heart and purpose in the air. They patrol the woodlands at the first sign of frost, looking for little souls who have become alone and lost. And so, on the longest and darkest night of the year, with snowflakes dancing in the air, as the guardian glided through the forest, singing a solstice song with a beautiful chorus, they stumbled upon a small hedgehog, forgotten and abandoned in the cold. Life had been harsh and cruel and unkind, and the hedgehog needed a hand to hold and a safe place to find. The hedgehog was you, and this is the story of a very long winter, a month of Sundays, dark and unforgiving, making you question your strength and the very purpose of living. There you were, unravelling at the seams, until the guardian appeared, bright and hopeful between the trees.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?